On the internet, specifically on TikTok, there are some wild, bizarre conspiracy theories. Theories that not even Alex Jones would touch. Now, what I have come to learn over the years is that just because something sounds crazy doesn't mean it isn't true, as many conspiracy theories that were once seen as crazy have proven themselves to be true. We do in fact live in a crazy world, don't we? For this episode, I wanted to talk about a few of the conspiracy theories people have sent to me. We will call out the ones that don't make sense and the ones that seem to have some truth to them. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be looking at some of the wildest TikTok conspiracy theories that just might be true. But before we begin, I just wanted to ask you guys to like, comment, and subscribe so we can get this video seen by everyone who needs to see it. I want to thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. The first theory we're going to be talking about is the theory that some powerful or influential people could be time travelers. This theory was made by the self-proclaimed top numerologist on TikTok, GaryGG33. I spoke about this guy one other time long ago when I did a video on XXXTentacion's mother, who he was interviewing. Gary makes this theory and claims that people like Keanu Reeves, Nikola Tesla, and someone in the Trump family are time travelers.
You think Nikola Tesla was a time traveler?
Yes. I don't think he's a genius. I think he just went back in time. One of the keys that someone is a time traveler is they can't have kids. If you don't belong in this timeline, you're not going to have kids. Tesla didn't have kids. Keanu Reeves had so many kids that died of miscarriage. If I was to bet one person for sure is a time traveler, I would say Keanu Reeves.
Why Keanu Reeves?
He's born in 1964. He looks really good for his age, but that's not enough proof. What is proof is his wife. His wife is born 1973. She looks like she's a zombie because she looks so old. I'm thinking this guy's sucking the life out of her just to keep himself looking young. Number two would probably be someone in the Trump family because they're the ones who went into Tesla's workshop, started looking at his work. The Trump family was not rich before they stumbled on Nikola Tesla's work.
His dad was the one who cleaned up his work, right?
His uncle.
So I didn't even know they had any correlation.
Yeah, when Tesla died.
And someone went in and seized all his it was the government. Trump. And the guy who actually started investigating everything, that was Donald Trump's uncle.
What are the odds of that?
As you heard for yourself, Gary claims that Nikola Tesla and Keanu Reeves are time travelers, stating that Keanu Reeves doesn't have children and looks so young, and that's an indicator of him being a time traveler. He also claimed that because Trump's uncle was the man who was sent in to gather Nikola Tesla's important documents, that they somehow stole his time traveling technology. Now, I am assuming Gary made this theory in reference to Nikola Tesla, who had allegedly been working on a time traveling machine before his death. Tesla was in fact a brilliant inventor, but there isn't any credible fact to support the idea that he was building a time traveling machine. Now, for Gary to refer to people like Keanu Reeves being a time traveler because he has no kids and doesn't age is far-fetched to say the least. I don't buy this theory at all, and honestly, I think this Gary guy is kind of full of it. I have been sent plenty of his videos, and they are always wild assumptions just like this, but with no evidence to back his claims up. While I don't know if time traveling technology has been achieved yet, I can honestly say I wouldn't be surprised if it has, especially since if it was created in the future, it can then exist in the present, since we are talking about time traveling. My issues with this theory is that the people he's claiming to have used this technology just don't seem to be the people that would have access to it. Claiming that Keanu Reeves is a time traveler, I just can't buy it. While he might be a multi-millionaire, he's not an elite. He is just a puppet of the elite. To me, this theory, at least in my book, is debunked. Now let's move on to the next theory. The next theory I wanted to talk about was the theory about John F. Kennedy being taken out because he was trying to stop the New World Order and dismantle the Federal Reserve System. This theory was made by someone I just spoke about in my last video about Masonry, William Cooper. William Cooper claimed that due to certain orders John F. Kennedy was trying to establish, that he was taken out.
John F. Kennedy was short-circuiting the New World Order. He had ordered the printing of constitutional money, United States notes, which would have destroyed the Federal Reserve, which is not an agency of the United States government. It's a private corporation owned and operated by the world bankers, controlled by the Illuminati. And its purpose was to destroy the middle class in this country and thus our economy. You see it unfolding now. You are seeing, and I've predicted this well in advance, you are seeing the destruction of the economy of the United States. And it will continue. It will not get better. Downhill from here on out, unless we nationalize the Federal Reserve, lock up the criminals who own it, cancel the debt, which will then bankrupt the Illuminati, which is exactly what we ought to do, print constitutional money, which cannot be usurped, which cannot lead to our destruction, and go back to what we're supposed to do, and quit contracting for benefits. We're escaping from the laws of nature, and there's a terrible consequence for that. You can't contract for somebody else to keep you alive. You have to be responsible within your life to keep yourself alive. And if you can't do it, then you have to die. That's the law of nature.
As you heard for yourself, William Cooper claims that Kennedy was trying to short-circuit the New World Order by destroying the Federal Reserve. I have actually made a video on the Federal Reserve, specifically how the Federal Reserve Act replaced the gold standard. In fact, the bill to pass the Federal Reserve Act was created by some of the richest bankers in the world on an island in secrecy. I agree that the Federal Reserve Act does seem to play an important role in the blueprints for the new Masonic World Order. Some of the bankers who created the Federal Reserve were no other than the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and even Morgan Chase. What most people don't know is that the Federal Reserve isn't a federal bank and isn't connected to the federal government. It is actually a private bank backed by a group of elite bankers. If you guys want to see a full breakdown on this, comment the Federal Reserve below. Now, when it comes to John F. Kennedy attacking the Federal Reserve, this does seem pretty accurate. Executive Order 1110 was issued by the U.S. President John F. Kennedy on June 4, 1963. This order was a threat for the Federal Reserve and called for the issuing of silver certificates. This issue was passed just a few months before he was taken out. John F. Kennedy was the same president who stopped the CIA from creating a false flag attack on the U.S. people in order to convince the American people war with Cuba was necessary. This was called Operation Northwoods, and Kennedy did not go for it. In my opinion, Kennedy was indeed the only one president who might have said no to the real ruling elite, and it does seem like he paid the price for it at the end. I'll label this conspiracy theory true, in my opinion at least. The next theory we're going to be talking about is the theory that the Church of Satan is controlled opposition. I don't know the guy who's speaking that made this theory, but I found it extremely interesting. If you guys know who he is, please let me know in the comments. According to this guy, the Church of Satan is controlled opposition created to hide the real satanic cult.
You can understand the Church of Satanism? That's controlled op. They want you to think Satanism is about red horns, a pitchfork, this LARP character. Anton LaVey's real name is Howard Stanton LaVey, and the Satanic Bible was written by Asa Theon, which is the son of Moshe Theon, who basically founded the IDF.
Yeah, he helped, he ran weapons and sent weapons to Israel as he was infiltrating Hollywood to push Satanism.
They are so ahead of the mark that they produce controlled opposition Satanism. So that instead of looking at Talmudic Satanism, which is really what Satanism is, a stepping stone towards, yeah, to do it deeply enough, they just want us to look at the whole Anton LaVey, yeah, Satanism, LARPing, a bunch of these dischenic losers and incels getting together and LARPing and like, yeah, down with Christianity. Yeah. And all the boomer types get offended. Actually, that's a distraction while the actual degeneracy and the normalization of evil is happening through these Talmudic, yeah, folk.
But no, I do think it's interesting that at the same time, he's trying to create Israel, and he's also pushing Satanism at the exact same time, the exact same guy.
They know what they're doing.
But it's also, you look at like some of their, like, they believe in their gods. Look at Epstein Island, for example. You see that giant, yeah, that temple built there. These are the most elite people in the world. They believe in this stuff. We cannot believe in it, but they believe in their demon gods.
Yeah, ultimately, the world is run by...
Now, at first, it sounds ridiculous, but the more you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. Let me explain why. The Church of Satan is definitely a cover for the real occult secret societies. It was created to give the Christian community a recognizable enemy. It was also made to throw Christians off, because most of those that are a part of the Church of Satan aren't true occultists and aren't learning real occult rituals. Those who are true occultists are a part of real secret societies like the Lima, the OTO, and Freemasonry. The Church of Satan is a gimmick. Everything about it is gimmicky. The devil they use to represent themselves is not even accurate. The devil isn't a red guy with a pitchfork and horns. That is what he has been presented as. Lucifer is an angel of light that occultists follow as the path to enlightenment. They see Lucifer as forbidden knowledge, the light to their illumination. This is what these secret societies are indeed chasing. But they do not worship Lucifer, they worship themselves. Now, Anton LaVey himself was a real occultist who was connected to Masonry and other real secret societies. His Church of Satan was a recognizable enemy and a cover for what these real occultists really participate, which is search for enlightenment through Lucifer. So when it comes to this theory, I have to agree with it. It seems to be true. The next theory we're going to be talking about is the theory that the Catholic Church could be the Whore of Babylon that is spoken about in the Bible. Again, I couldn't find the name of the person speaking in this video. If you guys know who he is, let me know in the comments. This guy's theory suggests that the Bible describes some similarities between what's described as the Babylon woman and the Catholic Church.
Continuing on, Revelation chapter 17 verse 4 says, "The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication." Notice how this woman or church is arrayed in purple and scarlet. These are colors of Catholic cardinals and bishops. Cardinals wear scarlet to symbolize their willingness to defend their faith, even to the point of shedding their blood. And bishops wear purple to signify penitence, humility, and the dignity of their office. Babylon, being adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, is a reflection of her wealth. And the Catholic Church is considered by many to be the richest church in the world. An online post entitled, "How Much Money Does God Have?" by marketplace.org states, "The church has vast assets, including billions in real estate and some priceless art, not to mention the Vatican Bank. But its finances are largely secret, tallying that immense wealth is pretty much impossible, according to experts."
As you heard for yourself, this guy points out these interesting similarities between what the Bible describes to be the Babylon woman and the Catholic Church. Now, I will say that it is quite strange, and I really don't believe in coincidences. I know the history of the Catholic Church, and I have done videos on what I have found out, but I'm not quite sure if this is accurate. Now, I can't deny that it seems like there might be something to this theory, but I need to look deeper into it so I can see what I find. So for now, I'm gonna leave this one as inconclusive. The next theory I wanted to talk about was the theory that the planets are actually fallen angels. This theory was put out there by a TikToker named John Truth. In his theory, he claims that all the planets in the sky are fallen angels.
"There's no such thing as other planets or outer space. I believe the planets are actually just fallen angel beings, and I'm about to show you. So we know, according to scripture, stars are angels, angels are stars. We know that we all live under God's firmament. There's no such thing as outer space. So all the stars or angels are inside the firmament." Right, according to Revelation, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, right? So we know stars are angels. Right, we know 1/3 of the stars of heaven or the angels fell, right? They disobeyed God. These are known as the fallen, right? Now, the book of Ezekiel gives us a description of what some of these angels look like. "As for their appearances, they four had one likeness, as if a wheel had been in the midst of a wheel." So a wheel inside of a wheel. "This is a picture of Mars captured by the Nikon P1000 camera." What do you see? A wheel inside of a wheel. Now, you can go find a bunch of Greek and Roman gods that actually have the same names as the planets. They were named after them. Because they're not actually planets, the false gods are really just fallen angels in disguise. This stuff is no joke, you can go look it up. Why do you think they had us building these solar system projects in school, trying to get us to memorize all these names? We were giving false idolization to these false gods. Right, and they gave us hints, right? Some of them actually do look like wheels inside of wheels, but this is fake. It's not what they actually look like. These are the true photos of what these so-called planets actually look like. They're all wheels inside of wheels. These are the fake ones. Now, these are some pictures of stars as well that have the same exact appearance. Just normal stars. Alright, so what God has ordained for these angels is to move in this circuit-type fashion around the Earth, right? Right, so if there was certain of these stars or these angels not moving in this circuit, they'd basically be disobeying Him, right? Which is what the planets are, wandering stars. I believe they are part of the fallen, which is why they are connected to all these Roman and Greek false gods. I believe He gave us a hint at this in the book of Jude, "Raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever." Why are these wandering stars or these wandering angels so shameful? Probably because they disobeyed Him.
Now, I found this theory extremely interesting, and I'll tell you exactly why. While I personally believe the old pagan gods are the fallen angels, I didn't really look at the planets that way. But considering it is documented that the ancient Greeks worshipped the visible planets in the sky as gods, this makes a ton of sense. The Greeks named each planet after their gods, associating each planet with their god. Now, looking at the Bible, it does state that God cast the fallen angels to chains of darkness to await the final judgment. Space is darkness, and the chains could be what they call the planet's orbit. The invisible chains that keep the angels in orbit around the sun. Now, I'm not saying this theory is true, but I am saying that it is interesting and kind of makes sense. What do you guys think about this theory? I'ma mark this one as inconclusive for now, and maybe I'll do some more research on it later. That's all the theories I have for you guys today. If you guys like this type of video and want to see me give my thoughts on other TikTok theories, let me know in the comment section. If you guys have some theories for me to talk about, comment them below, or better yet, send them to me on Instagram. That's it for this video, but before you guys go, I would like to politely ask you to subscribe if you're not. Please like, comment, and share this video so we can get it seen by everyone who needs to see it. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.